Welcome, everyone. My guest today is Victoria Bard. While studying math in college, she took a year off to travel with Up the People from 1985 to 1986 and discovered that she had a gift of healing with her hands. After she graduated with her Bachelor of Science in Math in 1989, she quickly shifted gears in her 20s and became a certified massage therapist. She had her own massage therapy practice in Boulder, Colorado for over 20 years and continued to learn about many healing modalities. Her youngest child was born with cystic fibrosis, and she left her massage practice in order to care for him. But she never stopped learning. Now she's getting ready to launch a new business that will allow her to pass on the knowledge that she has gained over her life to help shorten the learning curve for others, as teachers have helped her in the past. Welcome, Victoria.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah, it's great. Is there anything else about yourself that you want to let us know?
Well, you covered it pretty well. What I'm launching right now is a business that I founded in 2006, actually, called Create Yes, Your Essential Self. And it is an experiential coaching program designed to help people choose sustainability in their personal and global environments through enhancing their mind-body-spirit connection. You might call it personal action for global change.
Oh, that sounds great. We need that right now.
We absolutely need that right now. And I think that's part of, everything happens in perfect timing, right? And now I think is the time that for me to offer what I've been working on. It's like for you to offer this as perfect timing. This is a time of great awakening. It's an opportunity for so many of us to step into that which is our gifts to share with the world. We don't need to get caught up in the fear. There's plenty of that around. But for those of us who are the light workers, we're called into action and it's time to act.
Right, I totally agree. Yeah, I think everybody needs some spiritual enlightenment, something to help them get through the tough financial and psychological times right now.
One thing that I find is, and I was talking to my child about this earlier tonight, when someone says, "Oh, they made me so angry," or "they made me feel so happy," or "they made me feel fill in the blank," all it is you have your own feelings. That is your reaction to things. You're in control of your feelings. The only thing we can do is how we react to things. We can't control what happens out in the world. We can't control what happens to us. Only how we act and react to that. So, this is certainly a time where there are things beyond our control. Personally, I don't know if what we see in the news is true. I question many things. Parts of it may be true, parts of it may not be true, but which rabbit hole do you want to go down? However, no matter what you think is the truth out there, it always comes back to yourself staying grounded, staying centered, and knowing who you are. Then, whatever place you go to, you're responding from your grounded space.
Right. Yeah, you can't change what happens to you. You can only change how you react to it. You're right.
That is not something that is intuitively easy to apply, though, until you start practicing. Certainly, I would be very reactive. I developed this, what would I call it? I called it a defensiveness meter. It's a little easier to describe it on video, but I shall do my best to describe it without video. So if you imagine like a meter, like the speedometer of your car, when you're not going anywhere, or in other words, when you're not defensive, it just is at zero. But if you're going 60, the meter, the pin goes up, the needle goes up. And I developed over time in the past, if I was really defensive by something someone said to me or something that happened out there that I was reacting to a lot, I would call that my defensiveness meter going weep, way up high. And then I figure, okay. Once I learned to recognize this in myself, then I realized that I then, when you have to notice it first. if you're reacting and you don't even know, you can't change anything. But once you start to see it, then you can make a decision and choose to not let it get to you as much. Sometimes you don't notice in the moment, you notice later.
Right.
When things happen and people are, you know, sometimes will come at you, like, especially now with this time of how could you not wear a mask or how come you're not wearing a mask? You know, all of that, it could make people be kind of reactive. And what I've noticed is if people are coming at me with strong emotions, but my defensiveness meter is pretty much hanging out at zero, then I personally feel that's their story for them to work on, and I don't need to engage with it. I can just be solidly in myself. Listen with kindness, but not react. But when I lose control of that arm at zero and it kind of wobbles, then I figure there's probably something in me that might still need work.
Yeah, I feel that too. Like sometimes I really try, but there's just that little tiny bit inside still that I just like, it's hard to let go of sometimes.
Another way I look at it now, I look back and I go, well, the universe gives you lessons in different ways. And the first lesson might come with a touch of a feather, you know, and if you get it, if you get that message when it's a feather touch, great. You move on and you don't need to attract that type of experience into your life anymore. After that, it ups the ante a little bit, and maybe it's like a baseball bat, right? And then it's a little bit more specific in the type of lesson that it brings. And if you don't get it then, the universe might send something that is so dramatic, maybe it makes you physically ill and you end up in the hospital, but it's sort of like the cast iron anchor comes dropping down. Mm-hmm. So do you want to learn the lesson when it's a feather or a baseball bat or the cast iron anchor?
Yeah.
I prefer the feather, but I can't say that most of us learn when we only get the feather version of the lesson.
I know sometimes for me it takes a brick or something.
Exactly. But the beauty is once we have learned the lesson, that type of experience no longer shows up in our life because we've moved on. New lessons will show up, but that part has resolved. We've integrated that into who we are.
Like mind, body, spirit, you've done healing and massage. Tell me a little bit about that.
I went to the Boulder School of Massage Therapy, which later turned into the Boulder College of Massage Therapy. When I went, it was called like the Harvard of Massage Schools at that time. We had a 1,000-hour training program and a diversity of types of modalities. We studied shiatsu, Swedish massage, neuromuscular therapy, integrative massage, and I studied some other modalities like sports massage and infant massage. But one of the really good classes there was a nutrition class. I mean, they were all good classes, don't get me wrong. But the nutrition class was really an excellent foundational course. And that put me on a lifetime of studying nutrition. If you could see the books I have in my house, I probably have about 2,000. And they have been culled down to just my research books, my informational books, my resources, nutrition, spirituality, heart math solution, soil, healing. I mean, it's a diversity of books, but nutrition is one part that we can work on to physically help our body with what we put in. Spirituality is the way we help our body with how we meditate, how we have a connection with something outside of ourselves. I will never try to define what that something is for anybody else, only that a connection to something bigger, some divine source, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, that is an important piece that I haven't always been connected with. And the physical body, the action, the movement, the massage, that is, so how do you feed your body? How do you move your body? What do you do with your body? So the mind is in some ways, the controller of all of this. But it's not the mind that most people are thinking with. It's not that active conscious mind that is really in control. It's the subconscious mind. If you think of the iceberg, what we think with is the top that we see, but everything else going on under the surface, that's where our programming is, the parts that we can't really think of specifically. It's just running. And that's when our defensiveness meter can go off on something that takes us by surprise, because our subconscious remembers that and it just reacts. So the subconscious is a new area of study for me that I've really made a point to create changes. And there are so many teachers out there that have many different methods of how to work with the subconscious mind, how to get a handle on it, how to change it, how to shift it, how to integrate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely through my life had like ups and downs when it comes to my connection with the universe, but I can see such a difference, like when I'm not trying to connect or whatever, it's just like seems all uphill. And then when I when I work on my spirituality and connecting with the universe, then it seems like everything flows along as it's supposed to.
Yes. The Dalai Lama, I think, is the one who said that if you don't have time for 1 hour of meditation every day, then you just need to do 2 hours.
Yeah.
Now, having a meditation practice, that is something that I have done more or less at different times in my life. There was one time I was part of a university Zen center in Boulder, and I sat with that group Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, Saturday morning for sitting and breakfast and Sunday discussion. That was my schedule for several years. And I went to 1 week long retreats and 3 month long retreat. I did that once. And that was a very grounding time and helped form like a foundation for me.
Mm-hmm.
And more recent times, I've joined a spiritualist church, which is about laying on of hands, you know, healing with the hands, and having that connection with spirit that is non-specific, but that there is a connection, and having messages from spirit come through mediums. And I find all of that very interesting, and I look forward to learning more and more about that spiritualism.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
I mean, not to say spiritual, because many churches are spiritual, but the spiritualist church, spiritualism, that is with mediums, and they will say that anyone can learn to become a medium. I practice that with allowing spirit to come through my hands when I'm working with someone physically. And I know many people can work with people and with energy over great distances. I don't feel that is my strength right now, but I know that people can do that. And I maybe could learn one day, but that's not my focus. My focus is more just with what I have already learned and experienced. I'm not trying to become a distance healer. More of it, you know, for people to know that does exist, and it's true, and it's been well studied. There was a study, I think.
I was going to say that's more along my line, because that's what I have done, is mostly distance healing.
Okay. See, there's a place for everyone in when it comes to healing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're not all doing the same thing.
That's right.
What I was going to mention is, are you aware of the studies that have been done, I think in New York, where they had experienced meditators come together, and they tracked how much crime was happening in New York before and after this few days or few hours of meditation. I think it must have been a few days to have some reliable data, but crime statistics literally went down when they were specifically meditating for New York for a reduction in crime. So this is powerful stuff that is measured scientifically.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I always try to, if I do my healings, I try to always follow up and just make sure that it's, you know, everything's going as planned.
Well, and you get that confirmation, right?
Right.
That the work that you had done landed, and that they could notice that they have an effect and that things have shifted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Create Yes coaching program that I've been developing, it includes many different things that I've learned throughout my life. Like, we start off with meditation, because meditation is just foundational. And then we build on that and continue to meditate throughout the entire course. Learning about the energy systems, whether it be chakras, auric fields, meridians, and more, that's having that foundation of just understanding that there are different ways to look at the energy systems of the body. Journaling and writing things down, boy, that can really create a change. I can tell you stories there. And yeah, focusing on nutrition, that's another week that we will talk about that. And breath work. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Wim Hof? He's my new favorite breath work practitioner.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
The Iceman, Wim Hof, that is his name. And he, you can look him up on YouTube, and I recommend for people to do that. I love to connect people with resources. Not that I can teach his breath work, but I can say, hey, he's on YouTube. Go check him out. Wim Hof, W-I-M, and then his last name is Hof, H-O-F. So he advocates a certain type of breathing where you're really increasing the oxygenation of your body. And he has been studied scientifically by the NIH and other research studies. So anyway, so there are many different types of breath work besides what Wim Hof is teaching. There's yogic breathing and Zen practice breathing and many other different ways to just focus on the breath. But how does that lead? Where does that lead us? I mean, that leads us into increasing our creativity. We use breathing through our movement. An important part of growth in any way, I think, is to really look at your mindset. What is your self-talk? You have the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. The angel is telling you to go, go, go. And the devil's like, who are you to go? You know, are you really?
Just relax. Don't worry about it.
And besides the angel and devil, that's just one way to look at it. But what is your inner self-talk? Most of that inner self-talk, especially if it's negative, is coming from that subconscious mind and that old programming that you may not even know that you have. In massage school, they talked about our conditioning, and they gave an example such as, like, the issues are in your tissues, right? So where does that come from? Well, you could have been a kid at 5 years old and you were really excited to show your dad how you could bounce the ball. And your dad comes in. He doesn't know that you're waiting at the door to talk to him. He comes in. The door might slam from the wind. Not even that dad was mad, but the door might have slammed. And that startled you as a five-year-old. And then you didn't tell dad about bouncing a ball. And then even though you were a gifted athlete, all of a sudden, you can't make the shot when it counts, and you can't really succeed until you somehow release that connection of the hard sound that startled you, until you release that, which could be by doing massage, it could be by doing the inner breath work, it could be by doing the mindset work, and it could be one of so many other modalities. But until you disconnect that connection of the sound to your performance, then your performance can suffer. So looking at your mindset, looking at these old conditioned habits, that is so key. And I'm not saying I have the absolute answer to that. I am still working on it myself, as we all are, because we're still here. We're incarnated still. So we still have more work to do. We haven't finished sharing our gifts and learning our piece to learn here. But with my course, you know, after we're working on mindset, we look at our values, we look at our vision, we create a vision board, and some of the steps that we can take to shift our mindset and connect with our values and know what our vision is moving forward is to focus on forgiveness and love and appreciation and gratitude, generosity. Those are some very key things. And when we can shift all of those things, that all of a sudden the abundance can start coming. What we're looking for can start coming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much sums that up for what I plan to be offering and create, Yes, Your Essential Self.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And you said that's a course, right?
That will be a 90-day course that I will launch in July.
Great. Viewers, my listeners know. And thank you very much for being on the show with me. And I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And
do you have anything else you want to tell the listeners?
No matter where you are, now is the time to start. If you want to shift something, don't think about the what or the how. Intend what you want to shift. Write it down. Put it up in your space, in your environment, and know that it is coming and it's on its way. And beyond that, find someone to work with. Find a coach, find a massage therapist, find a body worker, find somebody that can help you to release the old patterns. One phrase that you can add to that that can really help. If you hear yourself saying something like, oh, I can't do that, or I always something, if you hear always and never, that's language to change. But if you do hear yourself, oh, I always don't succeed when I try something new, the phrase to add is until now. So I will leave that. I will leave you with that until now. You know, I've had this coaching idea for many, many years, and I didn't put it together until now. Now I'm ready to begin.
Right. That's great. That's a great thought. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you. And have a great night. And hopefully I can have you back again before you launch your course.
That would be great. I look forward to it.
To find out more about Victoria, you can contact her at createyes.gmail.com. or visit her website at createyes.net. That's your sacred wisdom for today. This is Laura signing off, and I'll talk to you again soon.